Andre slowed the truck down, and as he did, other animals came out of the forest, behind the truck, and moved toward them. This flock of random beasts walked slowly toward the bed of the truck. "Andre," Ego called out, "look behind us, man." To Nitzy, the animals looked possessed, like it wasn't only some kind of worm or bug inside them, but more like a demon had crawled inside their souls. Their eyes glowed in the moonlight, but there was no life there. A bear's head hung to the side like it was broken. A wolf's pelt was soaked with its own blood, and it walked forward weakly. A gash at its side opened and closed with each step like a red, dripping mouth gasping for air each time its paw touched the earth. A woman moved out of the trees, walking slowly like she'd been given new legs. Her hair was pulled up from the scalp. Chunks of flesh clung to it and kept it glued to the skull, but it was clear she'd tried to pull her hair out in one big handful.
"Grace," Thomas whispered.
"What?"
Robbie asked.
"Grace Connor,"
Thomas said.
"She leads the choir at my church."
The woman trampling through the grass and following the animals didn't seem like the church-going type. Her shirt was ripped, and one boob hung freely. Every part of her was doused in blood, except that boob.
"She don't have her titty out like that in church," Thomas said, his eyes still glued on the woman.
"Brace yourselves," Andre yelled. "If this motherfucker don't want to move out of my way, I'm fixing to move him."
With that, he stepped on the gas and the truck leapt forward. As it did, the animals took off at a sprint, chasing after their trail of dust. Eyes glowed through the dirt cloud, and they were coming fast. Nitzy closed her eyes, clutched Robbie's hand, and prayed they'd blow right past that deer. If they didn't, if the truck slowed down even a smidgen, the wolves nipping at their heels would leap right over the tailgate, and it would all be over. Andre didn't slow down. He drove faster. Nitzy didn't have to look to know they were about to hit the buck.
"Come on, you fucker," Andre yelled.
That was the signal.
"Hold on,"
she yelled. Nitzy leaned forward and tucked her head between her knees, covering her head with her hands the way she'd been taught to do in kindergarten whenever their teacher made them practice for a tornado drill. It was the only thing that came to mind. The moment of impact felt like they'd hit a brick wall. The truck slammed into the weight of the animal, bashed through its meaty hide, and must have knocked it to the side because only the left tires seemed to hobble over it. Ego was nearly thrown out of the truck bed as it bounced over it.
"Holy shit," he yelled. "We nailed that sucker."
He leaned over the side of the truck to get a closer look at the deer, and it happened in a split second. Ego was in mid-sentence with,
"Damn, we fucked that thing," when he switched to, "What? No.
His hands went to his face and he thrashed around, scratching at his eyebrows and swatting at his head and cheeks. Robbie and Nitzy threw themselves to the opposite side of the truck, closer to Thomas, and watched as their friend panicked. Ego's eyes went wide as he realized what was happening to him.